Yo, 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 this is my boy Dodge McCoy.
And I'm Ty.
You already know what we on, bro. We back with another bang ad. Let me start. Nah, but yeah, bro, we back.
It's a banger. It's a banger.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a banger, bro, because we got a lot to talk about. We have a lot to talk about. So much stuff to talk about.
Yeah, man. You know, catching up on the new year, 2020.
Yeah. Nah, but yo. So much stuff is going on, so much stuff, you know what I mean? I know everybody going through stuff. We're not about to talk about the struggle stuff, but you know what I mean? We're going to have fun, bro, and we're going to get started with... Should we get started with the New Year party, bro? I feel like it was pretty lit, bro.
New Year, yeah.
Yo, the New Year's party was pretty lit. I got videos, ton of videos. If you watch my story, follow me at Dodge McCoy on Instagram. And Dodge McCoy 1 on Twitter if you want to catch up and see what I'm doing. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've been slacking on posting. I ain't gonna lie. I've been slacking on posting.
She shot your Instagram out, bro.
And my cousin was telling me when we was at the party, he was like, man, you need to post pictures. Show people you out.
I'm
like, dang, bro.
Yeah, that's what it's about, bro.
I just be chilling.
Shit. Yeah. It'd be better being on social media though sometimes, bro. I'm telling you, dude.
Sometimes.
But if you running a business or like you want to, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need to be on social media and all that stuff, bro. For real. Shoot. But that New Year's party was pretty lit a little bit. Partly because I was kind of gone. But you know, it's neither here nor there. Let me start. Nah. But shoot. Lots been going on, bro. Shoot. What you want to talk about, bro? Because it's a lot of topics to be talked about.
I mean, there's a lot on my mind.
Yeah, I feel you. Oh, yeah, listen to this. Me and my boy Ricky Lee got something dropping to where you can customize your bandana to your liking. And we're going to be dropping that this coming month, February. So just stay tuned for the release date on that. Everything will be running customized, fully customized. You know what I mean? Send us a picture, post us, tag it, you know what I mean? Do all that.
Yeah, most definitely.
Shoot. But yeah, man, I'm trying to travel this year. Do all that. I know you're trying to travel.
Yo, a vacation is very much needed, right? No matter how you scrape that bitch up, nigga, you just gotta go on a trip.
Yeah, you gotta take that trip, bro. Because your money, your time is not always gonna be there. But that money will. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah. But yeah, your money can come back, but your time, you can't get time back.
Right.
So just take risks. I mean, like, you know what I mean? If it's reasonable to where you can come back and live your life. Like, you know what I mean? Set your stuff up right.
Sometimes the best risks don't even seem reasonable. You just got to go with it.
Yeah, sure. You gotta just keep flowing with stuff and just keep afloat, bro. Cause this, bro, the real world will slap the shit out you, bro. That's what I'm saying. So y'all need to just, everybody, just get y'all stuff together, bro. Shit, and just live your life, bro. Cause it's too. The time, you don't have that much time.
Especially with this war going on,
don't even bring that up, bro. We're not even about to talk about that.
Yeah, but nobody taking it serious.
Yeah, shit.
It's serious, yo.
Nah, yeah, shit. But, you know, RIP to Kobe and condolences his family and Vanessa Bryant. Yo, it's sad, bro. I got the same birthday as this man. And he's going, everybody be shooting paper balls in the trash can. Kobe, I did that joint the other day, not even knowing that the situation, just like, and it just dawned on me again. I was like, oh, dang. You know what I mean? But, shit.
Yeah.
Everything happens. That means, you know, your time is limited. Just live your life, man. You know what I mean? Just live your life, bro. And do right by people and they do right by you.
Well, that's not always going to happen.
Yeah, that's not always going to happen, but you know. Just do right, bro. You don't have to be on the other shit, but...
Do right even when you think ain't nobody going to appreciate it.
Yep. Shoot. But yeah, shit. My boy, Ty, got a gaming thing he going to do. Going to have a whole gaming set up. You can stream and all that stuff, bro. You gonna do that? We gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? And he got his line coming out soon. He gonna have that in the works.
Oh yeah, that's they ain't even saying nothing about that, but
yeah, he gonna be on it, bro. You
know what I'm posted saying? A picture of the I posted a picture of it.
What?
The
oh yeah, you did.
Okay, yeah, Mello Cozy.
Yeah, yeah, y'all go follow. Y'all gonna he gonna start him a YouTube and stuff. We gonna have a whole setup, but for right now, you know, excuse the noise in the background, whatever you hear in the background. You know what I mean? Just set up, just a little setup for right now.
Right now it's nighttime vibes in the back.
Yeah, or some Drake. But yeah, we're gonna have a whole little setup. We're gonna have our YouTube, the Visa Media, so y'all can just watch that and just have something to look at while y'all listening to it. Or if you're on your way to work, y'all can just listen to it on, you know what I mean? You don't want you driving and watching, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
just stay tuned for that shit. So, we're gonna really have something popping off, and we're gonna be consistent this time. Consistency is key, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, it's time to stop playing around, you know what I'm saying? Not even playing around, but you know, like playing around is That's what I mean.
Just playing around, bro, because look. Yeah, if y'all have something y'all want to do, bro, just go ahead and do that shit, bro. Because, bro, you have no time. Yet again, you have no time to be bullshitting, bro.
You know, and it's like hitting because it's like you realize all those good ideas you had when you was like, oh, you know, when the time comes, I'll do this. But it's like when you have that idea, it's
right
like,
then and there.
That's when you should start moving towards everything right then and there instead of waiting. Yeah. Because waiting is just like piling everything on it. And now you're going back and now you want to do it. Now it's like, oh, dang. Now I got to go through, unfold this whole book of everything I need to learn now. Now I have to cram everything in. Or now I'm taking this time when I could have took the time a while ago and be set in this moment.
Right. And when you do start, invest, bro. I'm telling you, if you invest, you're going to see that money back. Or you're going to see whatever you get. Whatever you put out is what you're going to get back. You're going to get it back.
Invest
10 times, bro.
Yep.
Just invest in yourself, bro. I'm telling you, I just really started doing that shit this year. Investing in myself. And I just started a business with my boy, like a little collaboration thing that we got going on. And it's doing pretty good. Like,
yeah.
You just had to invest, bro, because I've been in situations to where I had no money to fund my projects and I was putting out full collections and shit. And it's just like, now I'm not seeing nothing, but I was doing it off the street because I love doing it. I would design stuff for free. You know what I mean? But, like, just to actually see the product and people messing with your stuff and, you know what I mean? It's like, I can keep doing this. If I can get paid for my talent or, you know what I mean? Like, whatever I put in invest my money in, then you can receive that back.
Yeah, and what people really don't know about him is that this dude was paying for a website and nobody was buying anything for, like, a minute. He was just paying for the website still creating and putting stuff on the website. Like, you can't, where do you...
Yeah.
Where you get that hustle from?
Yeah, and I bought a full domain and stuff, but I was literally just putting out designs. I'm talking about, I feel like it was so hard. I was like, bro, it's gonna hit. But the thing with me is I never gave up to where like, oh, nobody buying nothing, I'm just gonna take everything down. I just left it up because I paid for it. I left it up. I invested my money into it. Nobody bought nothing. Okay, cool. I was still doing it. You know what I mean? So that means... Just don't give up on certain stuff, bro. Just because you don't see the results. Everything was a learning lesson for me. Like, with business-wise, it was a straight lesson. Like,
yeah.
It's just take it as a lesson. Like, okay, I can do something different. I can advertise different. You know what I mean? I can invest my money more into this because, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Just do certain stuff. Like, if you don't see any results, don't give up. That's no time to give up, bro. Just do more research, do more studying, do more notes, watch people that's in the game that knows this stuff.
Right. And if you don't feel like you have the energy or you feel like you just can't keep up with that type of schedule with it, then step back and look and see if it's for you. And if it's not for you, then you know what I'm saying? Move on to something else. You're gonna have to start that same process over. But it's something you actually want to do, you know?
Right.
You're not wasting your time anymore.
Yeah, because you don't want anything to be forced to where it's like, oh, am I faking this? Or am I really feeling this? Or I'm just in it for the money? Because if you in it for the money, it's your ass, because you not going to get nothing out of it, bro, because you just in it for the money. It's just going to go all downhill.
Right.
Invest your time in the business and knowing what people want and how, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Find something new that people can get on. Don't just do it for the money, because that's going to just going to hurt you. So, it's gonna hurt you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, for y'all that's in school, grinding, doing y'all thing, or anybody have y'all little side hustles that y'all doing, keep continuing to do that and add on to that hustle. You know what I mean?
Right.
Find more stuff to do, because it's hella stuff to do in the city or wherever you're at.
Yeah, most people have more than one talent.
Yeah.
You know, most people have more than one talent. They have that one talent that they're confident in. But there's other talents that you have that people, not that, you know, that could be of use to you and others,
right.
You know?
Right.
And that could even that's boosting yourself even more.
Gotcha.
Which is what I plan to do, is use all my talents when I get it.
Right.
When I get that chance, when that opportunity come.
Gotcha.
What?
Yeah, take that junk by force, bro. Any opportunity. Just pick your opportunities wisely, because some of them built to fuck you over, bro. Just like, you know what I mean? Just do your thing, bro. But just pick wisely, man.
Yeah.
Opportunities come. And when they come, you need to know what you want. You know what I mean?
And opportunities will show themselves when you're looking for them. Or if you're not looking. You know, if you're aware, like, opportunities can come out of nowhere, then you'll always be open to receiving them.
Right.
And actually acknowledging, oh, this is an opportunity.
Yeah, I need to know this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity. Let me say something.
Right.
Or let me get this person my Instagram or my number. I do such and such. Oh, sorry about the noise in the background, by the way. But this is my number. This is such and such. Like, you know what I mean? Just like that.
Yeah, and then... And it's 2020, man. If you got something on your heart, or you know, just it's no time to bite your tongue. This is the year we don't bite our tongue. You know, you stand for what you stand for, and you don't hold back. Now, that's not saying put your what you stand for on a pedestal that nobody else can touch yours. But you know, if you stand for something reasonable, and
that I have a reason.
I mean, in a way. I mean, if somebody has a reasonable point against what you're saying, you know, take it into consideration, but
yeah.
At the end of the day, you're going to think what you want to think, and they're going to think what they want to think. So, never get up mixed up in opinions of others.
Right. And with the whole, like, my thing is with, just forgive people with certain stuff, too, because, like, you know what I mean? Life's too short to be holding grudges with people. I was about to go, don't be holding grudges with people and stuff. Just, like, forgive them, move on. Put that junk, just leave that junk in the back. If you don't want to mess with them, don't mess with them. Just let them, just ride. You know what I mean? Do your thing and stay focused.
Yeah, man, and we speaking from experience, you know what I'm saying? And this is, like, and sometimes you're not going to understand what somebody's saying until you experience it for yourself.
Right,
You know, so... You can either, you can listen to what we're saying, or you can just, you know, put it in your subconscious.
That's what a visa is. It's like swiping your card, get what you want out of this. And so, yeah. Just a lot of stuff. Just got out of a relationship some time ago. And, on that. But, bro.
Some things can't hold you back.
Shoot, nope, stay focused, bro. Keep grinding. Shoot, bro, I just want to, this year, bro, I really want to experience new foods, see new people.
Where are you trying to go?
Meet new people. Shoot, I was thinking about, I'm trying to go to New York, bro. I'm really feeling New York. I don't know what it is. I just want to be in the city, just walk around, because New York got so much to see and so much to do, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm trying to experience something, because they live different. Them boys live different.
They do.
For real. They live real different. Where you trying to go this year and experience and eats and all that?
Man, I like to go. Really, I want to go on a cruise. I'm trying to go somewhere like in the ocean.
I ain't trying to mess with that water, bro.
I just want to be away from everything.
I ain't trying to mess with that water.
Yeah, I might just try to go sneak off on the island myself.
This man gonna try to stay on the island. That's crazy. Nigga be looking for you on the boat. I think you want to do that. But yeah, this year, bro, I really want to go to freaking Paris Fashion Week or any fashion week. You know what I mean? Just to experience and get in the culture of it. Like, getting the full blown, like, mode of everything. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, noise in the background again. Sorry about that. But yeah. I'm trying to experience some new stuff, bro. I done wrote my goals down, some of them.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I'm trying to knock them out. As soon as I wrote it down, I was trying to knock it out.
What's three goals you got on your thing that's big for you this year?
Okay. Get my business popping. That's one.
Expand?
Yeah. School. I want to finish up because I started and I stopped. So, go back to school, finish that off. Fashion design, bachelor's. Goals, just like normal stuff, like trying new foods and stuff. That's basically mine. So, yeah, what's up with you? Hey, what you got planned for this year, bro?
For this year, I would say, I got goals.
Yeah, sure.
I say this year, I would say is, you know, really get my company going.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Get Mellow Cozy off the ground. Because, and I also am looking for team members, you know what I'm saying? People are looking to fill positions of, like, design and, you know, working in the background.
Oh, hold on. Would you start a team of gamers?
Like, I would crazy. Definitely do that.
That would go crazy. Definitely.
Mellow Cozy Gaming Crew.
That should go crazy.
Hey, man. Like some anything is possible this year. You know, I'm not holding anything off to the side. Everything is going to be put in. So, I got that. I want to, you know, get my business off the ground. I want to.
Right.
You know, I want to be, you know, be more confident as in public, you know. I want to be, you know, put myself out there more.
Yeah.
And then I just want to at least build a stream of income this year that's steady.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like off some business.
Right. To where I can sit back and work for myself. And I know that's possible.
Right.
Because that's my whole goal is working for myself.
I feel like everybody's trying to make a way to do that.
Yeah.
You gotta have that drive, man, because it's not no, like, on and off. It's got to be, like, consistent. Like, I'm on this. I want this. Like, you know what I mean? It's not no, running a business ain't no, you know what I mean? It's not no, I'm going to just do this right now and then a month later, I'm trying to do it again. No, it's, like, consistent every day, all day. If you have, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, when you're not doing something, like, say you go to work or you go to school and you come home and you just watch Netflix or you just be chilling, that's the time you can be working on a business, because more than likely you have enough time in a day to fit something in to where you can, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Work on something that you can do.
Shoot, because if you can, what? You can, if you can sit on your phone for 30 minutes, you can be emailing your team about doing some stuff, you know what I'm saying? Right. Or emailing or connecting with people, networking and meeting people online that you already know do stuff, and, you know, get on LinkedIn, you know what I'm saying? I get on LinkedIn here and there and just send people invites, you know, just trying to, you just connect.
And go out and network. If you on the scene, bro, don't just go to parties and stuff. If you can find a networking thing where people are business-minded and on their stuff, and you can connect with these people, and y'all can just collaborate, because this year, it's collaboration, bro. Collab with people.
Right.
You know what I mean? If it makes sense. Don't just force collab and it don't make sense, and everybody like, what the hell is this? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, and you know, and not all collabs will, you know, take money to start, you know, because just talking about it and putting that energy towards it every day will take it somewhere.
Right. So, yeah, just focus, 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 focus. If you can get just, if remove yourself from negativity, straight positivity. Don't even take it. You don't have to take it.
You know, yeah. You know, we catching back up 2020.
Yeah, on our grind, you know what I'm saying? So, shoot, we got some stories, but we're going to do that a little later.
So, yeah, this is just a catch up. So be on the lookout for more content, like consistently.
Yeah, it's going to be more consistent. I'm telling you, it's going to be more consistency in this. And we're going to pick the days that we want to do, or we're just going to do it, just random drops here and there, or whatever we decide to do. And look out for some giveaways, too. Y'all tuning in. We're going to do some giveaways on our Instagram or whatever. We're going to announce it on here, too, as well, so you can enter or whatever the rules we'll have for that. But, yeah, so... What else you want to talk about, bro? Because we're catching up right now with the peoples.
Well,
with the peoples. You know what I'm saying? Sure. But yeah, it's the visa.
This is the visa.
What is this?
The visa.
And, you know what I'm saying? Swipe your card, take what you want out of this, and use it if you want to. You know what I mean? Store it, take some notes. You don't have to take notes, bro. That's some class stuff. I know you just got out of class.
Okay.
I
know you just got out of class. You're going to class.
Ah, shoot. Yeah. You might be listening to this in the morning time. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. This is we catching up. This is Dodge McCoy. Follow me at Dodge McCoy on Instagram and Dodge McCoy 1 on Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
You can follow me.
And also follow me on Pinterest.
Oh.
Let me stop. Nah. But yeah. Oh. And follow me on Apple Music.
Yes, man.
Because I got that bomb playlist, bro. I'm sorry to take your time. But go ahead, brother. Go ahead and tell me your stuff, man.
Man, follow me on Instagram at Jiggy Spade. And then you can follow my poetry at Words Tied Up.
You know? Facts. Man, got some stuff, man.
And tied up, as in TYED, words tied up with my name.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Because it's my words.
Oh yeah, he came up with some fire shit, bro. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all, bro. His name is what's he got, an acronym?
Let me go ahead and explain that then. So. When I have my name tied as an acronym on my page, or you see it, you know, soon you'll be seeing it on my company. So, TIE stands for thank you, everyone. And that's going to be my foundation for, you know, helping people and doing my charity work and all that stuff, you know, and giving back. So, when you buy from my company, Mellow Cozy, or any company under me, some of that money is going towards TIE Foundation. So,
Foundation.
When you buy from me, you help others.
I feel that. Always about giving back. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But yet again, we're catching up. Get to know us. Let me stop being weird. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, this is about to be a long ass year, bro. It's been a long ass month. We're still in January. This don't feel like a year.
So much stuff happened this month.
Yeah, this month, just alone. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah. We're going to end it here, and we're going to hit y'all with a part two. Probably not. Or we're going to hit y'all with a new episode, and we're going to catch y'all later.
Peace.
Y'all are watching the visa. I mean, yeah, listen to the visa. You're going to be watching it later. You know what I'm saying? We'll get that YouTube up. But, you know what I mean? Peace to the Middle East. You know what I'm saying? We can just edit this out.